Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is Brad Marchand the greatest South Florida athlete of all time? Who will go around the room and discuss? Is he a greater South Florida athlete than Dwayne Wade and Dan Marino combined, Crowder?
A couple nights ago, yes. That man can play some damn hockey, boy. Goodness gracious.
Unbelievable. And really, it's remarkable because I saw people, they were tweeting out, like, is this the greatest trade deadline acquisition? Seth Jones and Brad Marchand. The greatest trade deadline acquisitions in the history of sport.
Yes. Easy. Yes.
I mean, I have to look at the list. I don't know if I could say it that easily, but I'd have to look at the list. I mean, for usually a trade deadline acquisition is almost, I don't want to say it's an afterthought. And I'm having a tough time too, because I want to say right now that a trade deadline acquisition doesn't have the kind of effect that Brad Marchand has had on this Panthers team, but they were already a Stanley Cup winning team. So now I want to throttle back what I just said, because
he's not just coming in. He's not just coming in assisting Barkov.
No,
he's winning games in the finals. Think about this. You have to go to championship teams, to your point. The big three, they got together in the offseason. Shaq was added 06 in the offseason. The Dolphins, hey, we won a playoff game in 25 years. We had to go back to the 70s to look if they had a trade deadline. No, I think it's easy to say he's the best trade deadline acquisition.
But I'm talking in all of sport, not just South Florida, all of sport.
I'm slow on my computer. I need a long time to look.
Yeah, I gotta figure out where he stays. I mean, he's got to be on the list, right? The only caveat is that they had already just won a championship. That's the only. Regardless, Brad Marchand has been unbelievable.
Stupid good.
It's just unbelievable. Speaking of acquisitions, something that's I think going to be talked about over the next few days. Kevin Durant, this seems to be gaining some momentum. There's like three teams now that Kevin Durant seems to be, I should say that he's honing in on, but that Phoenix would be honing in on for him and for them based on what the teams can offer. But the Heat is one of those teams. I also saw, I think it was DraftKings has the Heat as the favorites to land Russell Westbrook. There's some activity going on. I mean, you could reunite Durant and Westbrook.
Ten years too late. Let's see what the Marx brothers can do out there on Durant the field. Thing,
I mean, I did see people tweeting, like, it were actual reporters. Like, if you add Kevin Durant to Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, let's say you can keep them all, and that's your new big three, is that, and I know we talked about it last week, but there are people who have different ideas, is that enough to win the East? Durant, Bam, Tyler.
I'm torn on this because it's crazy. You kept saying it last week, Hawk. We're acting like Kevin Durant is a third string guard somewhere, and we're adding him to a package. He's a Hall of Famer. But we watched Brooklyn and we watched Phoenix. Phoenix didn't even make the playoffs. So that's what gives me a little indecision about the trade.
So Lana, where do you stand on all this? Where do you stand on Brad Marchand, and where do you stand on Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook?
Brad Marchand might be the greatest South Florida sports athlete of all time. Like I don't believe I could go back on my Brad Marchand take and not look at it and say I am moronic. The fact that you guys did not fire me for that is, you know, I appreciate it.
Well, you didn't say it on the air. You only said it via text. Mm-hmm. And I did share it again after the game.
Yeah. I noticed
he
that.
He texted, is this Marchand guy, do we even know if he's any good?
Huh.
I foresee him being a playoff bum. And he might win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah, he might. He probably should. Him or Sam Bennett.
So it's either him or Sam Bennett. You know, I had that future on Sergei Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe, $50 at plus 1,500. And the offer that they're offering me now is $5.06. So Sergei Bobrovsky is not going to win the Conn Smythe.
No.
Now, I will tell you, I put in a bet on Brad Marchand to win it at plus 450. Sam Bennett is the odds-on favorite at like minus 150 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a flyer on Marchand at plus 450. He keeps scoring goals. The story itself of him leaving Boston, coming to a rival, and maybe being the best postseason player in the NHL. Like, I'm taking a flyer on plus 450. I put it in yesterday.
And I would miss a goal with empty netter from 4 feet. So I'm not taking it for granted what these guys do. But Marchand's not getting an assist across and the goalie's running back. Off the face-off, he's grabbing the puck, jumping over people's sticks, flipping it through his legs and scoring. Like, the optics of it, he should win the damn Conn Smythe.
He looks amazing. He looks amazing.
He's 37?
Is he 37 and Durant 37? Are they both 37?
I believe Marchand is 36 years old.
How old's Durant?
Marchand's 37. You're right, Crowder. Yeah. 37. He just turned 37. He just turned 37.
Durant's hairline is 82.
Durant.
how old is he, though?
Durant is 36, but he turns 37 late September.
That would be kind of funny. They have two 37-year-old superstars on your hockey and basketball teams.
We're bringing in all the AARP teams. Come on, old guy.
But
we're in Florida, too.
I mean, it makes sense.
What bothers me about the Durant thing is people now are saying, forget Durant. Tank, blow it all up. And I understand it. Hey, even with Kevin Durant, are you really going to win a title? And I don't know, right? Like, I don't know.
Well, and you're going to be locked into him for the next year or two after that.
Two seasons, for sure. He wants a two-year contract extension. Yeah, yeah. And I get that. I understand why that's worrisome. And I'm with you.
And there are people saying, hey, that's the money you could have given to Jimmy Butler and kept him here.
Right, but Jimmy Butler and Kevin Durant, at this stage, if you're choosing Jimmy over Kevin Durant, you got to get your head examined. You have to. The Miami Heat need scoring. For 20 years, since Dwayne Wade wasn't prime Dwayne Wade anymore, what have the Heat missed? It's somebody who can score the basketball. I said 20, really like 10 years. Score the basketball efficiently. They have potentially a superstar in Kevin Durant that wants to come here, and all the conversation is like, no, forget that, let's tank. It is so easy to sit on Twitter and say, hey, blow it all up, let's be bad for 5 years so we can be like Oklahoma City. It is so easy to do that year in, year out. And you know what? Maybe it is the right move, especially since Desmond Bane's getting 4 first-round picks to just blow it all up, but the Heat aren't going to do it. So why are we acting like that's the only move that Miami needs to make? Well, they can add Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant.
It's not the only move, but there is a valid argument to make
for sure.
You keep putting Band-Aids. You keep taping a wall that is falling down, and at some point, there's just diminished returns on that. Yeah. Like, at some point, you got to tear it down and build a new wall.
But it's easy to just assume that everybody can do what Oklahoma City did. Go look at Oklahoma City after they traded Russell Westbrook to Houston. I mean, that's a long process. And they got lucky. SGA got gifted to them. Like, that you know how many teams the Sixers spent 2 decades trying to do that? And all they've gotten is bum-ass Joel Embiid. Like, it is hard to do that. It's easy now to just say, blow it up, trade Bam for 5 first-round picks. And then the next 3 seasons, Bam Adebayo's winning titles somewhere else or helping teams contend somewhere else. Kevin Durant maybe hoists a trophy with Minnesota, and you're sitting here with a bunch of first-round picks and multiple 15, 16-win seasons. Like, that is a hard process. And people don't realize that. They just want assets. Give me first-round picks. I want picks. Well, no, you can have Kevin Durant. You can have him.
And two parts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've heard that too, Solana. If you want me to pepper spray you, say, if you're going to pay Durant, you might as well have paid Jimmy Butler. I'm going to shoot you with bear spray in your eyes. That is the craziest thing in the world. Kevin Durant's a Hall of Famer. Jimmy's not nowhere close to Kevin Durant's skill set. And then this blow up thing, is that the thought of it? Is trade Bam, get as much you can back for Bam, trade Tyler? Because they're not going to sit around here and play for no reason to be the 10 seed every year either. They'll know, and the Heat culture, they're going to know that we're not trying to win. I don't think Riley and Spo would know how to damn tank. They went 41-41 with James Johnson.
It's not – I mean, you guys are using the term tank. It's not tank. It's just restarting everything. Yeah. I mean, there's a difference between tanking and saying, no, we got to rebuild. Because rebuilding isn't tanking. It's acknowledging you're not going to be competitive for a little bit, but I just want to say there's a difference between tanking and rebuilding.
Right.
But they may say, you know what? If we're going to grind our wheels for the next 3 seasons, because we don't think Kevin Durant, if we have to give up everything in order to get him, and we don't think it's a championship roster, we're going to grind our wheels for 3 seasons. Should we do that and be ready with what we think could be a championship team through the draft and all the assets that we acquire? Or should we do that and just kind of hope that something magical happens, but then at the end of 3 seasons, you're still kind of exactly where you are because you've got expiring contracts of older players who maybe haven't won you a championship? For me, it's a very difficult call to make. It's not as easy as, hey, do you want to be competitive or do you want to tank? To me, it's much greater than that.
But what they've shown us through the Big Three, then with Jimmy Butler going to 2 championships, even though we lost, winning the East, now we saw last year what Bam, Tyler, Wiggins, those guys can do. We watched it. Now, no Jimmy. We're going to go into another year with Bam, Tyler, and Wiggins, and them, Hacky Lacky Jr. and all these guys.
No. You would not. On. You would not. You would trade Bam for picks. You would trade Tyler for picks. You would start the rebuild. The question is, we're here in 2025. The question is, when you get to 2028, what's going to have happened over the past 3 years, right? Have you done anything with, hey, let's go get an aging superstar? Are they anything better than the 5 seed, the 4 seed, the 3 seed? Maybe they go 2 rounds in the playoffs. And then at the end of 3 seasons, you're nowhere near anywhere because you don't have enough. You haven't been bad enough to get good draft picks. You don't have anything left of value to trade. Or when you get to 2028, do you want to have had 4 quality first round draft picks and maybe the opportunity to trade for Ja Morant, right? Or like that. That's the question. It's not like, hey, do we want to? No one is saying run it back with Bam, Wiggins, and Tyler. It's either tear it down to the foundation and start building up again because we think in 2028 we are OKC, or yeah, let's get an aging superstar because we think between now and 2028. We'll be able to put together a miracle run to the finals again.
And it truly is a fair assessment of what should be on the table. I believe it is. Potentially reset. Desmond Bane's getting 4 first-round picks. What would Bam get? And how quickly can you stockpile picks to be able to trade for superstars? Look at Luka Doncic. Look at Desmond Bane. Like, I'm not saying it's a dumb approach, Hawk. I'm with you. Should the Heat consider it if they can't get Kevin Durant? Absolutely. But you know what else I'm watching? The Indiana Pacers with a roster that 8 months ago nobody told me would have told me was had championship aspirations. Nobody would have said they have title aspirations. And when they traded 3 first round picks for Pascal Siakam, nobody said, hey, that's going to elevate them to go be back in the NBA Finals. And you know what gets you closer to competing? Kevin Durant. It gets you closer, and then who knows what happens?
Well, maybe again, somebody else wants to come here. Riley is, do we want to be closer, or do we want to feel like we've put it together?
Yeah.
And but this is the thing, too, to that. And this is my point. I understand what you're saying, the tank or rebuild, reload, and all the – Riley does this in his postseason press conference. He uses a bunch of cute words to say what they're going to do. Starting lineup next year is – Khalil Ware, Davion Mitchell, Pelle Larsen, and Haywood Highsmith. Maybe throw Alejandro Solana in there. Like, we're going to take the court with that?
Well, I mean, that's the option. There's 2 options. Add an aging superstar who you can get. You can't get anyone other than Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook. They're not available. So you have 2 options. Add an aging superstar to who you have, or take the court with what you just said. I mean, that's the only 2. Because the other option will be to run it back with Bam and Tyler.
Do you move one? Could you move one, or you just go? Because Duncan's gone, right?
You gotta either jump in head first, or you can't keep middling here. You can't keep riding the fence. Like, you got to do one or the other. You're squirreling.
I want the squirreling.
but I'll tell you what.
We can keep Bam around and just see what happens.
Okay, but I'll tell you what. The Miami Heat, in my opinion, I'm not saying a source. I'm telling you, I don't see the Miami Heat trading Bam Adebayo.
Neither do I.
Unless it was for Giannis. Like, there's outliers. Right. But for what's at play right now, what's on the table, I don't see Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, Eric Spoelstra.
What about for
even
4 first round picks?
No, I don't. I don't, because they have chosen him to be the next culture bearer, the next face of the franchise. Whether or not you think he's talented enough is another question. That's who they chose. They hand selected. They don't take that bleep lightly, man. Like, they believe in that stuff. Psychologically, they believe in it. They're not just going to turn around and say, hey, you know what? We missed on Kevin Durant. We're pressing a reset button here. We're trading you to Sacramento for 5 first-round picks. They don't function that way. They just don't. Could they trade Tyler? Absolutely. for first round picks. Could they trade Andrew Wiggins elsewhere for picks? Absolutely. I could see all that playing out. The one I have a hard time believing is Bam Adebayo, because this organization functions a certain way. They wouldn't have traded Udonis Haslam. They're not trading Bam Adebayo, man. I just don't see it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.